WIRX, everything that rocks.
Whee, doggy.
Hey, doggy.
Boy, you got a pretty mouth. Yeah.
What do hillbillies drink? Is it moonshine?
Yeah, moonshine.
Yeah, no wonder they're drunken.
Moonshine's good stuff, man. When's the last time you've had, like, legit moonshine?
So there's two kinds of these. Like, moonshine you can buy at the store, which isn't really legit moonshine, right?
No, that's not moonshine. That's garbage. That's garbage.
Right, garbage. Yeah. Right. So you got to get the one that, like, your uncle made or something,
yeah,
right?
You
got to
get
the cherries in it.
It comes in a mason jar, but it's unlabeled other than maybe, like, a piece of that scotch tape with moonshine written on it or not for resale or so. Like, you know, you got to get that, all right? And it's got to be, like stuff floating in it. Like, okay, they obviously didn't clean the still all that well. That's the good stuff. Make you go blind.
Yeah. 200 proof.
Yeah. You run your car on it, man. I think that's a Dukes of Hazzard episode one time where they pour the moonshine in the
I had a buddy who made a batch one time, man. And I mean, dude, just one sip to the lips puts you to the moon.
Yeah.
He's like, dude, be very careful. I'm like, give me that booze.
Give me that booze. I can handle it. I'm fine.
Nope. Couldn't handle it. My God, it burned, man. Burned.
Dead. Anyway, enough of Hunter being a pussy when he drinks moonshine. It's time for your morning dump. Let's do it.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call him 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com. Yeah, pump it.
Pump it.
If you were a kid in the 90s, good effing news. There's still things that you got to enjoy maybe on lunch break or before a nap or just as a snack. Because there's still snacks that you can buy on Amazon. Things like Dunkaroos. They're back, baby. Ring Pops, you can still get those. Airheads, obviously. The Little Hug Fruit Barrels are still around. You remember Little Grenades? What?
Those little G-Nades. Those are sweet.
Yeah.
Whatever was the mystery Airhead? Does anybody figure that out?
I thought it was the mixing of two. I thought it was like when one ended and the other one began. Isn't that what it is?
Is that what it was?
I can't remember. I don't know. I do love Airheads, though. God, those are good. Yeah, just you eat like 10 Airheads, and your mouth is just a mixture of blue and red, and
that tongue is just melted from all the sugar.
Right. You can also get Big League Chew. That's a given. I still buy Big League Chew, and I put the whole thing in my cheek. Just I feel like a baseball coach. Pop Rocks are there. Warheads. Dude, my brother and I, we spent summer
Warheads.
Literally living off Warheads. So much so that we made a fort in our haymow in the barn, and we called it Camp Warhead. We loved Warheads.
Yeah, pocket full of Warheads.
We just sit up there eating
to the moon, man.
And that's the thing, is those Warheads, it's not a pleasurable thing to eat. Like, it makes you cry. It makes your mouth hurt. Oh,
I was going to say, it's another candy that just made your tongue raw.
Yeah.
Dude, you couldn't, even after just one of them, you're like, nah, I can't really feel my tongue anymore.
Yeah, it felt like, you know, 30 grit sandpaper in there. My brother and I
gave my dad a Warhead one time. We thought it was hilarious because he doesn't like sour stuff like that. We're like, eat the eight ones.
It's not sour at all.
Oh, what the hell is this thing?
You can get Pixie Sticks still, which that's fantastic. Nothing gets you amped up for tetherball on the playground than doing a couple fat lines of Pixie Stick, man.
Yep. You had to tear both ends open, you know, kind of like shotgun and a beer. Yeah. You know, they would go quicker that way.
I'd always put a little little bit of Pixie Stick dust right there in that little part where your thumb and your index finger meet, just like you're doing a bump. It's fantastic.
God, dude. What do you have problem? You got a problem.
Sitting there on the playground.
You had a problem when you were like five, dude.
All strung out on the playground. Just like, hey, anybody got any more Pixie Sticks? I'm out, man. I'm chilling.
It's like, if you tear both ends off, you can use it as a straw.
Perfect. It's perfect. I had a little Pixie Stick tube hanging around my neck with a little spoon in there. That's what I did, yeah.
What about candy cigs? Are candy cigs in there?
I anywhere? Had those rolled up in my sleeves, man. What are you talking about?
As a child.
Gushers you can get, obviously. We lived off of Gushers. And here's the thing. I don't know how we didn't send my parents to the poorhouse, because I could eat a box of Gushers in one sitting. Just one sitting.
You know why you could eat a box of Gushers in one sitting? Because each little package only came with like four. Like four gushers in each one.
And they were always stuck together. I don't think I ever had gushers that were individually spaced. No, they were all
melted from the sun. Yeah. It's basically just one goopy thing.
One coagulated mess of sugar. That's all it was. And, of course, also still available, Fun Dip, which, by the way, if Hunter ever goes into a diabetic shock, I have Fun Dip ready, but I'm not using the stick to give him the Fun Dip.
You stay away, you bastard. I'm going to make sure. How do we even get on that subject that one day?
I was just thinking, what's a better way? So, okay, so if anyone's wondering, like, let's say for some reason Hunter's sugar's low, okay? He's like, Brock, I don't feel good. My sugar's low. Well, what we need to do is we need to get sugars into his system. Well, instead of just using that little stick as a conduit to bring the Fun Dip sugar from the package to Hunter's mouth, no. I'm going to use something completely different to get the sugar into Hunter's mouth.
You're a weird guy. You know, you stay away from me. Hey, you know what? By the way, it wouldn't even go past the teeth, so it wouldn't even work.
Someone walks in the studio. I'm holding you by your ears. Holding you by your ears. I'm saving his life. What do you want me to do? You could have just poured it in there. No.
Yeah. All right, you stay away.
It helps hold your tongue down so you don't choke.
Jesus. Good Lord. I'll make sure I'm going to have a candy bar every time I'm around you. Just be extra safe.
Don't worry. I'll drill a hole in that Snickers bar. I'll get it in there either way. So there you go. Enjoy your 90s treats. Your 90s treats. Lastly, let's end on this. A new study says that men create more climate emissions than women. However, it's not with how you think. It's not like we're farting. It's not farting. It's not farting, believe it or not. Because here's the thing. You know what? Let's put this to bed. You women fart just as much as us men, all right? You do. I've been married long enough to know that you women, you fart like truckers, okay? My baby girl farts more than me. It's insane. So, ladies.
There's the SBDs, too, the silent but deadly. Yeah. Man. They bring you to your knees.
Kiki's been blaming her farts on the dogs for years since I've known her. So, okay, it's fine. Women fart just as much as men. But no.
It's the baby.
No, it's the baby. Not, what are you talking about? Yeah, geez, baby. Swedish researchers found that guys cause 16% more climate heating emissions from driving more than women, which, let's be honest, women shouldn't be behind the wheel anyways, eating more meat, and even smoking. So there you go. We are we're killing the environment just a little bit quicker.
It's a bunch of pieces of trash, us guys. You know, I gotta drive a diesel truck, smoke cigars,
like that Roland Cole brother. That's right. And then I'm smoking my cigarettes and just eating red meat. Yeah, I'm sorry. So okay,
you can drive your Priuses and your electric cars. Go ahead.
Leave that for the women. All right, leave that for the women. So we got guys ruining the planet and Fun Dip to save Hunter's life. That is your morning dump. We'll be back with more. It's Brock and Hunter, WIRX.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.